So the epistle for the eighth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Romans chapter 8. Brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if we live according to the flesh, you shall die. But if by the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. For whosoever are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again in fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption of the sons, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. For the Spirit himself give a testimony to our spirit that we are the sons of God, and if sons, heirs also, heirs indeed of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 16. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. There was a certain rich man who had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said to him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for now thou canst be steward no longer. And the steward said within himself, What shall I do, because my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship? To dig I am not able, to beg I am ashamed. I know what I will do, that when I shall be removed from the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. Therefore, calling together every one of his Lord's debtors, he said to the first, How much dost thou owe my Lord? But he said, 100 barrows of oil. And he said to him, Take thy bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, And how much dost thou owe? Who said, 100 quarters of wheat. He said to him, Take thy bill and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward for as much as he had done wisely. For the children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. And I say to you, make unto you friends of the mammon of iniquity, that when you shall fail, they may receive you into everlasting dwellings. Please be seated. For whosoever are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. As I just mentioned, this is my last Sunday here. As your pastor, in a sense, to give you a sermon. And so in some ways, to try to think of what to leave you with after my 10 years here. And in some ways, looking at the Mass itself, we kind of see clearly the idea of walking in the way of the Lord. So with that, we can make that equation with a pilgrimage, us as pilgrims, but then also having to, at the end of our pilgrimage, to answer the stewardship that, you know, God has given to us. So last year we spoke on vocations on this Sunday, of how that they're not a product of one retreat or one pilgrimage. And then again, quoting the words of the founder of the Society of St. Pius X, Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre, he had said, A vocation is not the result of a miraculous or extraordinary call, but rather a blossoming of a Christian soul that is attached to its Creator and Savior. And in some ways, I think that's the best message to leave to you. That for all of us, as we try to go through this life and trying to see what is our vocation, you know, especially obviously with our young adults, that are trying to discern what is it that God wants from me, that I think we all have to come back to the idea and the sense of that we have to be attached to Almighty God. And as I say, if we also try to make that parallel with the pilgrimage itself, again, many times of preaching about, you know, making the pilgrimage well, I've told you time and time again that it's not about trying to complete just the pilgrimage itself. It is what disposition you have in going into it. How are you disposed in trying to fulfill that pilgrimage? Yes, a pilgrimage of 2 days. But it's a foretaste and an understanding for us that our whole life is a pilgrimage. That we are true pilgrims in this life. And that pilgrimage for us happens every day of our life. And so, yes, we walk, we take our steps each day. And I think, again, I quoted for you St. Francis de Sales, who had said that the next step that we take could either be toward our eternal salvation or to our eternal damnation. that next step that you take. And so certainly when we look at in terms of our own lives, that is where, yes, it comes back to us in trying to understand, okay, how have we used the stewardship or the talents that God has given to us? Because all of us will have to make an account of that to Almighty God. You know, for us, the book of life will be opened and God will see, did you utilize the talents and the gifts that I have given to you? Did you heed that call that I made to you into whatever capacity that may be, the religious life, the married state, or even the single state? And so that's where I say, you know, to take the words of the Archbishop, our founder, that you have to look at it in terms of that it isn't some extraordinary call. It isn't something that you go on one pilgrimage or you go on one retreat and it's going to change your life. Usually that's not going to happen for us. And we can't be fooled into thinking that that's what it's going to do. Because the pilgrimages that we make, the retreats that we go on, the days of recollection that we make, they are meant to strengthen us in our daily life. And that daily life needs to be a blossoming of our soul to our Creator. And so that was what I would encourage all of you into understanding. That our whole life is a pilgrimage. That our whole life is meant to go toward God. And so that's where you must try to take from that an understanding that yes, the pilgrimage to Mother Cabrini is a beautiful way for us to thank God for what He has given to us, but that we also understand that every day of our life we're walking a pilgrimage. Because we are pilgrims, we are wayfarers in this life, we are not meant for this world. And God willing, we are meant for heaven, and that is how we must try to spend our life. And so then again, comes back to this idea in the gospel. I mean, here you have this unjust steward who is told, you know, he's lost his stewardship. And what does he do? He lies and he cheats, and then his owner tells him, hey, great job. Because you've gotten this money and you've gotten these things out of these people. But that is where then God will hold all of us accountable for what He has given to us and how we have used that. Have we used the talents and the gifts that God has given to us, or have we wasted them? And that's the reflection that we must try to make now. So that's again where we go back to this idea in the sense of the pilgrimage. We are on a pilgrimage to heaven. And so try to understand that each day of your life, sometimes the mundane things that we go through, the small things that we go through, these are the means that God gives to us to sanctify our soul. I mean, granted, we can make a pilgrimage, we can make a retreat, we can make certain things that can also, that can strengthen us or help us or maybe wake us up. But then after that, it is required for us each day to keep going through the monotonous things of life, our duty of states. That is meant for us to keep going through all of these things as a means of sanctifying our soul. And so that is where then the Archbishop says very clearly, it's a blossoming of the soul who loves their Creator. And that is what you must try to instill in your own soul, in your children's souls, in trying to help you to understand what God is calling us to. So again, it goes back to that idea and what is our disposition. I was reading Words of Love. It's a compilation of different quotes of the Sacred Heart to three different nuns. And in that, it shows very clearly the work of God's grace in souls. But the thing that comes back in time and time again that he says to all three of these nuns, they have to be open and they have to be generous. They have to be open to the graces that God gives to their soul, and then being generous in terms of what he gives to us. And so again, a good reminder to us. Yes, God will give us different graces at different points of our life. Maybe it is through a retreat. Maybe it is through a pilgrimage. But then we have to be open to those graces, take those graces, and we have to work with them. And so then that requires for us to keep going each day of our life. As we struggle, as we go through things, these will be the means that will help us to sanctify our soul. And so that, I would say, is the final message that I give to you. Be open and be generous to God's graces, and realizing that you are walking each day of your life a pilgrimage to God. And so yes, take from the Mother Cabrini pilgrimage, but apply it to your daily life. Apply it to how you should try to live your daily life. And that is why we can't wait for some miraculous call or some miraculous thing that happens to us. We have to go through day by day. As a pilgrim walks and walks and walks, taking each step closer, God willing, to our eternal salvation. And so that is where then we come back to this idea of walking in the grace of God. You know, walking with the Spirit of God. It requires from us much mortification, much sacrifice, much penance to do so. But God will reward that generosity because God is never outdone in generosity. And so the more open you are, the more generous you are, the more that you will receive. And again, that comes back to that book, The Words of Life, very clearly what our Lord was showing to these nuns. The more generous that they were, the more that he gave and expected out of them. And so pray for that grace, that you understand very clearly that you're on a pilgrimage every day of your life. And that you heed those words of St. Francis de Sales, that the next step I take will either be toward my eternal salvation or my eternal damnation. And then in leaving you with the words from the epistle today, but if by the Spirit you mortify the deed of the flesh, you shall live. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.